Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays. Hi, Virginia. How are you doing?
I'm good, Shannon. How are you?
Great. I went out to feed cows tonight, and the bale truck decided not to use its spare tank of gas, so we had a nice long walk in, so that was kind of refreshing.
Well, you got your exercise for the day.
Well, yeah. And then the horses ran up to us, but not close enough for us to catch them, and then taunted us. So I was, you know, thinking pasture words at them, but I still love them. How about your day?
My day has been interesting.
Good.
You know, I thought I was going to have a nice little break today from work, but did some work from home, chatted with you a little bit, got into a nice little discussion regarding our topic today, and did a little running around.
Nice. Yeah, we'll touch on that later if we get time. If not, we have a whole other show about that one planned.
Yeah.
So, tonight we want to discuss our heavenly helpers, which can include spirit guides, angels, guardian angels, crossed over loved ones. The way I see it, we have a whole team, which, yay, because some days we need a whole team, right?
and their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I'm just going to give you some definitions of spirit guides, which can be one or more beings who watch, teach, heal, and help you on your physical journey into spiritual awareness. They are above in higher frequency while you experience the physical below. So the way I see it, they just vibrate at a higher frequency than we do, and which is why when they're trying to communicate with us, it can be sometimes hard to decipher or figure out. The ringing in the ear, I always think that's spirit guides. What do you think, Virginia?
I always think it's something that has to do with somebody up there. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's some kind of message or download or something that we should be getting at that point in time.
Yes. I agree. So let's talk about the spirit guides. And I'm glad to see Peaceful Sue in the chat room. She, I don't know if she's hearing the sound. We'll have to tell her to refresh if she doesn't, because she does spirit guide readings, and I've had one from her, and they're amazing.
I have had one, too, and they are amazing. I agree with you.
So while I'm messaging her in the chat room, tell me, what do you know about spirit guides, Virginia?
Well, I know that they are here to help us and help guide us, if you will, in certain directions. You know, not, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. Guide us, yes, but when we ask for the help.
Right.
Like, you know, almost if you were in a classroom and the teacher was there, and if you had questions at any time, you raise your hand and you ask the teacher, and the teacher helps guide you to the next step you need to take to get the answer. And I kind of use spirit guides in that same way.
Excellent. Good way to put it. And because the way I see them too is that they're guiding us, but they're not telling us what to do. And
right.
Either guiding us through whichever way we can connect to them. Sometimes it's just signs that we see, or sometimes it's through, you know, hearing things, inner knowing things. But it's always as a guide. It's never telling you what to do. And it's always positive. Always, always, always. If you ever hear something negative and you think it's from your guides, it's not.
No.
Never, ever. They just don't vibrate that way. That's not what they're about.
And I agree with that.
And I think it's fun. I think it's fun that we have this whole team because, well, it's a little bit interesting on this earth plane. So when I think about my guides, I've always known that I had a team. I've always known about my guides because when I was really little, like 3 and 4 and 5, I would switch places and I would act differently. And my mom always knew. I said that it was Lily, which is my middle name. And yeah, so I've always known since I was then that there's something other than just right here, right now. My mom told me I had to stop when I got 5 because she didn't think it would be a good thing for me to do when I got to school, which true. You know, just check out for a while and another Shannon hangs out.
Yeah, you might get a
I don't remember it. I remember talking about it. I don't remember it. It was cool. I thought, some days I wish I could do it now. I watch my kids to see if, you know, they're ever pulling
anything. Do they do the same
bad.
Thing?
I haven't seen them do that. I was very vocal about it. I told my mom, okay, Lily's going to be here in this amount of time. I'm leaving. We had some traumatic things happen, like as when I was little. So I think that's part of why I could do that. I think I was going to get some healing and figure out how to handle this life.
And that's interesting. Now, I have a question about being a child and interacting with guides. Would you say that the possibility is there that your imaginary friends as a very young child could be spirit guides?
I think so. That's how my family describes Lily, as my imaginary friend, even though I switch places. They still harass me about it. They'll bring it up.
Because I do remember an imaginary friend when I was a child, and it does get brought up occasionally by my grandmother because we had a fun story with her when we were out on a car ride one day. But I've always kind of wondered, you know, I wonder if that was one of my members of my team, you know, as a kid.
I think so, because why not, right? Because as
right.
a child, we don't have the filter that we do as adults. So why can't you connect, right?
Right.
Right now, my youngest has one named, Steve. My oldest had a whole group for a while.
Oh, like, really?
Names, yeah.
I can imagine that being a lot of fun in your household.
It is a lot of fun in my household. Because then I sit them down and I ask them questions, and I want all the details, and they'll tell me for a short period of time, and they're like, oh, Mom, and they don't want to talk about it anymore, because to them it's everyday natural. To me it's magical, cool, tell me more. Yeah.
Right.
It's fun, though.
So who else do you have as part of your team, Shannon?
Well, I have energies, and here's something really cool. When I did have that spirit guide reading from Sue, she didn't know about my connection to Merlin, and she picked that all up when she did it.
That is really awesome.
Yes, because I've always been fascinated by magic, and I don't mean the spellcasting magic. I mean, that's really interesting, too. But just the magic of energies and how we can think about things and they'll happen, or how we can manifest things, or... Because, yeah, I've, like, looked at spell stuff, and I just don't get it. So, yeah.
So basically, like, the magic and wonder of aspects of life.
Yes. Yes. And the whole Merlin thing, because they did a lot of healing with magic energies. And, of course, that just fascinates me to no end. So when she did my reading, she picked up on that and told me that my guides were the energy of Merlin. And then the guide that she picked up on, he looked like Merlin, and then he looked like somebody else when she was doing it. And I have it in my hand right now, and she talked about a castle in the distance, and the hotel I stayed in on the weekend looks like a castle. It was so freaking cool.
Oh, that is.
It was. It was amazing. I could do a whole show on that hotel. That was amazing. We will do one about things that we see at other places. But her final words about this guide reading was that my guide is very ancient and very wise. I'm going to call him Merlin in this reading because he rather cleverly presented that name to me. I do feel, however, that he's one of those who presents in many incarnations depending on the moment, which is true. He shows up in different ways. And there is a group because sometimes there's some female energy, sometimes there's some male energies.
And I notice the same thing with mine. I do notice female energies at certain times. I notice male energies at other times. I notice older, wiser energies at some times and younger, more fun and playful energies.
Yes.
And when Sue did my guide reading, she talked about a group as well. And she did give me a name that they presented, but it's not a name that I had known. I'd never known any of my guides' names.
Okay.
But it was very interesting. They spoke a lot about numbers and numerology, which was fitting for me. And they spoke a lot about just being, I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head, being part of a wise, old group of souls.
Nice.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty interesting. Thought it was kind of big, but she also said that they said, don't think this is too big for you or too much for you. So what are your thoughts on angels and guardian angels then?
Okay, I'm just reading. Okay. Talk for a second.
Okay. Well, I can talk a little bit more.
Yes.
Okay, I can talk a little bit more about my reading, actually, because I'm pulling it up here so I could have more more information on it. I know she did say that they showed her immediately a roulette wheel, which made me want to go gambling, but she quickly told me it had nothing to do with gambling. It was about numbers. But, yeah, she said that there's, that at first she felt a scientific mind of an old energy, but that he corrected her to say ancient energy. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Ooh.
That, yeah, we go way back, you know?
That is awesome.
She mentioned a lot of things that had to do with Illinois, where I live, and a lot of people that tied to Illinois that possibly tied to this whole group of souls. It was very, very cool. It was a very interesting experience.
It's neat. If I just bumped everyone out of the chat room, I'm sorry. My computer just had a big freak out.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'll be back in a second. If I bumped you out, I'm sorry.
I'm still in there. I still see everyone there. I think maybe
okay.
It might have kicked you out.
Okay.
So we do have a call. Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Townsend is calling from 804.
Okay, I'm going to hit her.
And she wants to know who they are and how they know if they are around her or him. I'm assuming it's a girl.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're good. We're trying to figure this all out, so you have to be a little bit patient with us.
Okay.
We're still new at Blog Talk.
Okay. I was just listening, and what I wanted to know is, how do I know who they are? And if they're around me, I know there are times when I feel like something is near me, and it's not, but I want to know who they are, and I want to make sure that they're not evil.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. What is your first name?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Where are you calling from?
Richmond, Virginia.
Nice. I find that kind of fascinating that we can all connect this way. Because I'm in Alberta, Canada, and Virginia's in Illinois. I know.
Wow.
Kind of cool, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I know about. I get asked that a lot, actually, about spirit guides. How do I know that they're higher energy and not something negative?
Right.
Okay. So what you want to do is listen to your body. When you feel that something's around you, how does it feel to you?
It's more of a surprise state. I don't feel fear. I feel like, okay, what is going on? And that's normally it. And I might yell to the kids and say, where are y'all? And they might say, I'm downstairs.
Is it you guys? So what do you experience? Do you feel like a breeze? Do you get a smell? What happens?
Usually a breeze or like a shadow.
Nice. See, trust your own intuition on that. If you don't feel like any fear, or if there's an entity floating through that's just passing through that's kind of crabby or negative or jumped on you because you were having a bad day, you will feel crabby or negative. You know those times when you are having a perfectly good day and then you go out shopping or you go out to do something at the school or whatever you have to do and you come home and you're just instantly crabby?
Yes.
That's when there was a negative energy around. But if you're concerned, you can always smudge or put sea salt on your floor and sweep it up and then see how it feels. But when you're getting that nice breeze or that shiver, that's usually one of your loved ones coming through to say hi.
Okay. How would I ever know who they are?
Well, I wanted to throw something in, too, regarding the spirit guides. For me, I'll notice they're around when I have a certain question or dilemma going on, and I'm kind of not sure where to turn, or I'm just looking for reassurance or an answer, and I'll get that, that little voice inside your head, but it kind of comes as a wiser, more knowing voice in your head that you know isn't coming from you, or... I'll happen to get random songs pop in my head or on the radio that are answering the exact question I'm asking. Or maybe if you're on Facebook or Twitter or something, I'll see different random posts from different people that all kind of tie into the question I had. And for me, that's a sign that they're around and they are trying to help me to the answer that I need.
Oh, okay.
Very
nice. Good. Okay. Yes, that
grandpa?
Does happen.
Do you have a grandpa that's crossed over?
Yes, two.
Okay, one for sure is the one sending you the breeze. Do you find pictures tilted? Are you straightening pictures on your walls quite often?
I thought the cat was knocking them over.
Oh, my God.
I just assumed the cat did something.
It's not the kitty. That's how they're letting you know they're around.
Oh.
Yes, you can give the cat a break now.
Okay. Well, okay.
Or
that
even
answers
when your
that.
Cat, when your cat looks up at a corner or acts like someone's chasing it and nobody is.
Yes, a lot, all the time.
Yep. The cats see things that we don't see.
Yeah, he'll stand there sometime and just holler. And I'd be like, what in the world are you hollering for? And then he'll stop and then look at me. And then, you know, he's okay after I say that.
Well, he's probably wondering, well, why don't you see what I see?
Wow.
Very
okay.
cool.
Okay. Yeah, that is cool. Wow.
So did that answer your question a little, or?
Yes, that does. Except I just want to know who they are. And I know she said my grandfather.
Yep.
Do you see anybody else it may be besides him?
That's
and which
the only
granddad?
One I picked up that was doing the shenanigans. But we are going to do a meditation where you can go, and it's a shorter one, and you can go look. So before we do it, you're just going to set the intention that you want to know who.
Yeah.
Deal?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, well, we have, like, the caller room loaded now, so thank you so much for calling, and I guess we'll talk to some other people.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. All right, I'm clicking this number. Oh, that number's gone. Oh, hello. Okay. It's hard to tell. Maybe they just, some people are calling in to listen. Yep. I'm going to, there's two more hanging out here, so let's just see.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
This is Sue of Peaceful Sue.
Yay!
Yay!
How are you guys doing?
We've been wanting you to call in.
You what?
We've been wanting you to call in.
Well, you know, all of my spirit guide wisdom comes to when I'm writing, so I'm not much of a talker.
Well, that's
but
okay.
I,
you can talk with us.
I appreciate you that.
So,
anyway,
I hear clicking. Is that us? Hang on. Sue, what's your area code?
417.
Okay. No, that's okay. Sue is actually the one that did the spirit guide readings that Virginia and I were talking about. She's good. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, it's fun hearing you talk about them because, of course, I don't remember them after I do them, except I do remember Virginia's. Was a big crowd of people, I tell you what. She's part of this big group of people that are both here in the physical and in spirit that are working to better the world. So it's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I remember Mark Twain was in there, and I remember Bill Clinton was in there, and Obama, I mean, Democratic, but no. No, it was a really fun read. Remember that. Albert Einstein was the leader, yeah.
Nice.
And then Mark Twain jumped in, and he was very, very funny and laid back. He was a fun energy. So
how do you do these readings? How do you make your connections? Is it a channeling? Do you go into a meditation? Is it like an automatic writing?
I don't call it automatic writing. I call it sitting in front of the keyboard. And I'm always conscious when I'm writing. I'm not like, you know, zoning out and I'm letting them write. I'm connecting and my mind is working as well. So it's letting them come through my fingers, but I'm conscious of what's going on.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely, because that's how you channel. You don't trance channel or check out.
No.
You're fully aware the whole time.
That's correct. Yep.
Yes, but then you don't always remember after.
I don't remember the readings after I've done them. Like, it's been a while, no. Unless I look them over again after a while. But Bernard started out as what I, you know, when I was in a chat room, not in a chat room, on a message board, and I would be writing messages, and I realized that the words that were coming through weren't from my own experience. They were more, you know, a broad and expansive view of the universe. And then I knew, wow, this is cool. So I knew it was coming from a higher place.
Nice.
And Bernard, of course, those of you that know me know that Bernard stands for Beings Eternal Responding Now Always Resonate Divine. And it's a group of guides. It's not just one. So it's really cool.
It is cool. Because,
yes. I think that's kind of true for everyone, no? Like, don't you think we all kind of have a group?
I believe we all have a group. I think we all have guides that help us in our careers, help us in our vocations, that have had that experience in their lifetimes. And we also have higher beings that were never on Earth. And they are our, you know, the angel realm and the higher spiritual entities, the beings eternal.
I agree. We have a whole selection.
Yep, and if you need extra help in a certain area of your life, all you have to do is ask.
Yes.
Absolutely. And if everyone would remember that and rely on that, life would be so much easier.
That's right. And I think it surprises people, like if they might think that they know their like guardian angel, like they have one guardian angel and they have in their head that they have a certain guardian angel, but they have a lot of people behind them up in spirit looking out for them.
I agree.
And I do too.
And that
anyway,
makes
I'll let
me
you guys go so you can answer some more questions of people. I just wanted to say hi.
Yay! We're glad that
Thanks
you called in.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Sue.
Bye, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a whole bunch of callers waiting here.
I'm so glad she called.
Me too. When we were doing the show on Spirit Guides, we wanted Sue to call in. Okay, I'm going to click another one here who's been holding for a while and see if they want to talk to us or not. Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Did you want to talk to us on the air, or were you calling in to listen?
I'm calling in to talk to you on the air.
Yay! So what is your name?
Oh, am I on the air?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, awesome. Because it was kind of weird because I was on hold for a while. And then I lost the call.
Oh.
This one goes weird.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this switchboard and I, we're just trying to get to know each other. So, what is your name?
Sonia.
Sonia? I can barely hear you. And where are you calling from?
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
It shows here in the switchboard that she's still here, but I can't hear anything. Oh, rats. Yep, gone. Okay, there's somebody else with their hand up here, so let's try them. It's a good thing I'm not a radio show host for a living. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Did you want to talk to us, or were you calling in to listen?
Of course I want to talk to you.
Well, good, because I'm trying to figure out this switchboard, and I'm a little challenged, perhaps.
No, that's fine.
And so what's your name? Who's this?
My name is Sarah.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Michigan.
Cool.
Oh, so sweet.
Yay.
Yeah. So, I haven't called into your show before, so I don't know what I'm allowed to ask or not allowed to ask.
Oh, just fire it at us. If we can't answer it, we'll tell you that too.
Oh, I was just wondering if you see anyone in spirit for me and if there are any messages.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, we have that covered in a few minutes. We're going to do a guided meditation, and I'm going to take you to, and you're going to ask to talk to somebody, and you're going to get your own message.
Okay.
Are you game for that?
Sure.
Cool. Okay, we're going to do that probably in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
And then you can ask questions about it after that if you want to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I can take you on a little guided meditation. You're aware the whole time. It's not scary or
cool.
You're not going to make anyone bark like a dog or cluck like a chicken.
No, I promise. And then before we start it, I'm going to have everybody listening to pick who they would like to know about. Like, do you want to know who's hanging out in your house? Do you want to have a chat with a crossed-over loved one? Do you want to know who your guide is? Would you like to see an angel? You get to choose.
Okay.
Then I'll take you through the meditation. And then you can
tell
us after what happened.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That sounds great.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold, or you can hang up, whichever you want to do, and we'll do that in a few minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. So maybe we should just do that. Are you guys ready for the guided meditation?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm just getting my papers ready. And we will do it. Sue says it was fun calling in, but she doesn't think she was prepared. Yes, you were. It's just calling in to chat. We're so not prepared ourselves. Okay.
Have you listened to us?
Yeah. All right. So I want everybody to get comfortable. And you have to have your arms and legs, like, straight, nothing crossed, so the energy can flow easy. Okay. So I'm going to take you on a guided meditation, and you are going to meet either your spirit guide, an angel, or a crossed-over loved one. You get to choose. And I'll mention all three of them during the process so that, you know, whichever one you choose, you'll get reminded. So it's all good. Wetting my whistle so I can talk. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is to find a spot on the ceiling or on the wall. And I just want to quickly say, I see that we have a few more callers, and we will get to you. I know we're trying to figure this out, but we will get to as many of you as we can. Okay, so you're going to find and look at a spot on a ceiling or wall, but make sure that you can sit comfortably when you're doing this, and it's not a huge long one, so you don't have to worry about anything falling asleep or falling off your chair. I know Virginia worries about things like that. So I want you... I want you to focus. So you have your spot on the wall. I want you to focus your intention on the sound of my voice. Give yourself a few deep breaths to relax. A deep breath in to relax your mind. A deep breath in to relax your body and out. A deep breath in to relax your emotions and out. Notice that your eyes are starting to blink and feel heavier. You will be safely guided into a relaxing state of meditation. Give yourself permission to enter this state of meditation very quickly, calmly, and deeply. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier as you safely and easily enter a state of meditation. You're going to give yourself a few more deep breaths. Deep breath in to relax your mind and out. Deep breath in to relax your body and out. Deep breath in to relax your emotions and out. Your eyelids are getting so heavy. They're closing if they haven't already. Let them close. Enjoy this relaxed feeling that you're feeling right at this moment. Now, we are going to go and meet a crossed over loved one, or a spirit guide, or an angel. You get to choose. Pick one now that you have in your mind who you wish to meet. Let's go meet them. You're going to imagine or visualize some kind of path leading to your special place. It could be a beach. It could be a forest. It can be the deck in your front yard. It could be your garden. Any place that you have access to that makes you feel good. It could be a room in your house. I'm going to give you a few seconds to pick that place. It's impossible to do it wrong. Just pick a place that you feel comfortable in. And there's going to be a path or a hallway that someone can enter your special place from. Now that you have that special place visualized or imagined, you're going to add in some chairs for you to sit with someone. Either two comfortable lawn chairs, large fluffy pillows, two rocks by the seaside, any place that you could comfortably have a conversation with someone. Now that you have that visualized option, in a minute, you are going to meet your spirit guide or your crossed over loved one or an angel. Choose a guide. It's someone or something who is very wise, who cares about you deeply, but who does not take authority away from you. Your guide can be someone who suggests an action to you, but you are ultimately the one who decides what you are going to do about it. This also applies to your angel or your crossed over loved one. They may give suggestions, but it's always up to you whether or not to follow them. Look at the path or hallway I asked you to imagine, the one leading to your special place. Notice that someone or something is moving along the path or hallway. They are still a little far away, but they're coming closer. Watch as they move closer along the path. This is someone that you've been wanting to chat with. This is someone whose energy vibrates at such a high place that as they get closer, you instantly feel uplifted. Watch as they move closer along the path or hallway. A sense of peacefulness comes over you, and a little anticipation. Wait as they come towards you. Finally, they're close enough for you to see some details. A woman or a child? An animal. You may see or you may feel the energy or both. There's no way to do this wrong. Now, the guide is close enough to see some details. Or the angel, or the crossed over loved one. Greet them. Shake their hand and introduce yourself. Ask them to tell you about themselves if it's not somebody you already know. If it's somebody you already know, ask them what they've been up to. Sometimes the answers come softly. ask them, what information are they here to bring you? Ask them to share with you a way that you can know when the thoughts or feelings you are having are from them. Ask them for a sign or a signal so that you know. Ask them any question that you would like the answer to. Ask them to give you new ideas or help make difficult decisions. And always let yourself be surprised by the answers you receive. Your heavenly helpers may not always tell you what you want or expect to hear. Ask them to help you remember things that you might forget during the day. Now, let's thank your guide, your angel, or your crossover loved one for meeting with you. Give them a hug. Joy is being in the energy that they have. Now you're going to watch them leave and walk off into the distance. Allow yourself to experience the feelings your guide or your angel or your crossed over loved one left with you. Enjoy that energy. fade off back to where they are hanging out now, you are going to gradually become aware of your surroundings again. You're going to come back to the room that you're in, knowing that you can talk to them anytime you wish. Back to the room and opening your eyes, slowly wiggling, shaking. If you feel like you're not quite back to the room, say your name out loud. That instantly brings you out of a meditative or hypnotic state. Like me, you need to wiggle and shake when you come back. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling super peaceful right now. I'm very interested to hear how your experiences were. While everybody's coming back to the room, I'm just going to read you some more definitions. I have some. For angels, we have a definition as usually viewed as emanations of a supreme divine being sent to do the tasks of that being. Traditions vary as to whether angels have free will or are merely extensions of the supreme being's will. While the appearance of angels also varies, many views of angels give them a human shape, though they usually do not remain with one person exclusively. They can come to you when you call them. And then there's the guardian angels, are assigned to a particular person to watch over them in this lifetime. And I know some people work strictly with angels and work with guides. Oh, one of our chat room people had two visitors. That is so awesome. Another one,
I had two visitors also.
You did too, Virginia? Woohoo!
We did.
That is exciting. So how did it feel?
It was really
peaceful. I'm having trouble bringing everybody back. I can feel that part.
Yeah, it took me, I had to mute you so that I could say my name out loud and not interrupt you.
Yeah. Just for everybody's information, if you're ever in a crowd and there's a hypnotist on the stage doing that and you don't want to be hypnotized, say your name out loud. They can't. You're instantly back in your body. So did anyone go to meet some crossed over loved ones? Did you meet some crossed over loved ones?
I did. And I don't know if I want to talk about it.
No, I was just going to say, it's very personal. I was just curious as to if you did or didn't. You don't have to tell us any details, anybody. It is personal, and you need to, like, think about it and you know, experience it. By the way, if you ever want to do this again, you can just come listen to the archive of the radio show. We did it around minute 35, and you can do it as many times as you want to. Ooh, Danis, we have some comments that it was extremely peaceful. Yay! One had crazy excited energy and asked why I waited so long. That's from Dana. That is so funny. The other was calm and loving. Aw, that's awesome.
Now, I know my experience with this was very personal for me for certain reasons, but I'm wondering if anyone in the chat room had an experience that wasn't so personal that they would like to share
and
about
we still
who
have,
they encountered.
We still have people that are calling in. I just wanted to wait a couple seconds to make sure they're back, but I can click. Let's see if they want to talk to us.
Okay.
I get to click a little microphone. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you call in to chat with us, or did you call in to listen?
I called in to chat and ask a question.
Okay, and what's your name?
Vince.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Vince.
Hi, Vince. And where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Nice. Okay, so what's your question?
Well, last week I went for a job interview, and I'm waiting to hear from them, and I'm hoping I get this job because I've been going through hell, and money is gone. I've got no income, and if I don't get this job, I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, I just wanted to find out if you can focus in on see what's going on.
Kate, well, we're not, we don't do readings, on-air readings. That's not our thing.
Oh, I see.
But I'm going to tell you something to do. What I want you to do is take a piece of paper, and I want you to write a letter to the universe telling them why you need this job, why you want this job, and then I want you to either rip it up in little pieces or burn it.
Okay.
You're setting out your intentions, the universe.
Okay. Okay.
Does that work? Do you have anything to add to that, Virginia?
No, that's usually what I do. I like to write things down, and either I burn them or I tear them up into a bunch of little pieces. Is that what you said I was typing?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're making it clear to the universe that you want a change, and you want a change now, and that you're serious about it. And then see what happens.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. Well, we're wishing you lots of good luck and prayers.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. While I'm waiting for this, I'm going to pick another caller. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Yes. I'm LYP526. I just asked a question. How
okay.
do you distinguish between what you feel was shared and, I guess, your subconscious? Like, how? That's what I'm just trying to figure out. This is the first time I've ever done that.
Okay, so you want to know how you distinguish between what you feel was there?
Well, the information that was shared. Is this something I just made up in my head? Was this coming from my subconscious? Or did I actually just experience what I think I just...
you actually just experienced it. Let me ask you this. When you were hearing, like when they were sharing the information, did it feel kind of soft and that you had to really listen?
Yeah, it was very soft. But it was so
peaceful.
That's your answer.
When the messages are soft, it's because it's coming from another dimension. That loud voice that tells us we're not good enough, that's an ego voice. And that one's loud and in your face.
Okay.
But when it's soft and you kind of have to keep still and you're like you're straining your ears just a little bit because you really want to get every word, then yes,
okay.
You just experienced what you thought. Woohoo!
Oh, well, I have another question, because some of the information, and this just, it's kind of, all of this is interesting for me. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but it's just different. But during the process, his lips were not moving, but I could still hear. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why I think that is? I think it's our conscious mind wanted to see the lips moving so that we can, you know, put the pieces together. But they're actually, you know, talking to us telepathically.
Okay. Because I got the message, but not one time did I see his lips move or anything.
He doesn't have to. He's good.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. Okay.
Yay! I was going to ask you in the chat room if you had an experience because you were asking us questions earlier. Yay!
Yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling
in. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Vince, if you're still listening, because in the chat room we have amazing ladies, some of them are getting hits for you. And they are telling you that you should be working with numbers. So, yay. And I would listen to that because there was some pretty funky energies going on here. There was beings of light. Yeah. That's nice. Yay.
I'm really glad that the people that had called in or that were asking a lot of questions were able to have a valid experience for themselves.
Yes, me too.
No, you're not crazy, because if you're crazy, we're all crazy.
Oh, honey, we all feel like that at a time or another. Kate, we have someone else who called, so let's go click and see what they have to say. Hello? Hi,
hello.
Caller.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I think you guys accidentally picked me back up. We just
called. Oh. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold then.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we're good. So we have still 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. Okay, I'll just tell you all this. I do have a caller that's got all those ones, but considering what happened last time I took a caller that had all those ones, I'm not willing to try again. So if you're the person calling in and you have all the ones and I haven't taken your call, you need to call in with a real phone number for me to take your call. Just how
not
it is.
Not a blocked one, yeah.
Not a blocked one, because I'm not taking it. If you can't be who you are, sorry. We don't play that way. So now what are we going to say in our last 3 minutes?
Well, Thompson's in the chat room saying that she wants to do it again when it's totally quiet because she only got one word, which was rest, and she would like to hear more than one word.
Good
but
idea.
I think that maybe, well, on top of that, too, you know, doing it again when it's more quiet, but, I mean, is there possibly a lot of chaos or a lot of things going on in her life, and maybe that is a big focus right now for her is that she should get a little bit more rest.
That would make
maybe
sense
that's
to me.
Why the only thing she heard was that?
Yes. Yes. But I agree with her. I would do it again, too. Actually, I plan on listening because I kept myself wiggling so I didn't go look so that I could keep reading. I really like that meditation. I've actually used it a few times. And when I have classes that I teach in my area and we get through all the class material, we do things like this because everybody's fascinated by spirit guides.
It is really fascinating. And what I liked about this one or this particular time right here was that you gave us the option of who
yes.
it was that we wanted to encounter. And going further than that, while you gave everyone the option, I gave the option of allowing who needed to come through. I gave that option. I didn't specify to who I wanted. And when you said to bring out chairs so that everyone could sit down, I immediately brought out two chairs instead of one.
Ooh.
Aside from the one I had. So I knew there was two coming. So that was kind of fun.
That is fun. Yeah. When I do it, I keep it open to show up. I'm probably cutting out because it's telling me how many seconds are left. I keep it open to see who's going to show up too. Or if I'm doing it because I'm really missing my grandma, I will say, okay, I want you to come see me. And it always works. Sue says that I'm funny because I wouldn't take the caller. No, I just have boundaries. And I don't want to hear about unicorns and hippopotamuses today. It's just not, I'm just not into it. So it's going to tell us that it's almost time. So I want to say thank you to everybody for listening and joining in. And I thought, I was reading and talking at the same time. I hope that if you want to, you get a chance to go back and listen. I think if you go around minute 35 in the the archive, you should be able to hit the meditation again. I'm not positive, but it was right around there. So, yay, thank you. Your turn.
Thanks, everyone. That was all I had.
Oh, and next week.
Thank you, and thank you, Shannon.
Thanks. We are going to talk about numerology again and the karmic numbers. So I'm going to send the links out, and it even has the little information so that you can figure out your numbers this time. Okay, so then we're going to talk about karma and soul contracts and numbers and how they play in sometimes. Because, of course, we have Virginia, who's the numerology guru, who gets it and can explain it to us. Yes! So, chat with you next week, ladies.
Bye.
Bye-bye.